Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on sufficing on a little of the essentials, in other words, little when it comes to eating, drinking, our clothing, etc. To be satisfied with little bit, in other words, not becoming extravagant even in our essentials. So today's hadith, very touching hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Abu Bakr and Hazrat Umar, what was their personal condition? Rasulullah being the greatest person ever set foot on earth. What was his condition? His two companions, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, who believe he is the greatest person after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, after Hazrat Abu Bakr, he was the Khalifa. What was his condition? So today's hadith gives us just a glimpse of how their days and their nights would pass. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went out one day or one night, and he came across Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. So who's the narrator? Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. He's saying that one day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came out of his home. Either it was in the day or it was in the night. But when he came out, he found Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and he found Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. Now it was a time that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came out. It was a time when people wouldn't normally come outside. It was an abnormal, unusual time for anyone to come outside. So when he came out, for example, in our understanding, if a person comes out at 12 o'clock at night, he doesn't expect to see other neighbors and all outside. That's something that's unusual. People are normally sleeping at that time, they're resting or they're indoors. So it was a time when he came out, and in the Arab lands also, during the midday, when it's very hot, etc., or you'll find people generally don't come out at that time. They stay in to get a little bit of the shade of the home. So they don't normally come outside at these times. So anyway, Rasulullah came out at a time when it was unusual to see somebody outside. And who did he find? He found Hazrat Abu Bakr and Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhuma. Anyway, he asked them that what has caused you to come out of your homes at this hour? They replied, hunger. Imagine, the two greatest companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They replied, what has caused them to come out now? Hunger. Anyway, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, me too. The thing that has caused me to come out of my house is also hunger. Anyway, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that by the oath of that being in whose control is my life, that which caused you to emerge from your homes has also caused me to emerge from my home. In other words, hunger also. Come. So they accompanied him until they came to the home of an Ansari person. This Ansari person's name, as we know from different ahadith, his name was Abul Haytham ibn Tayhan. In Tirmidhi Sharif, his name is mentioned clearly. In this hadith in Muslim Sharif, his name is not mentioned, but we come to know from another hadith what his name was. So they went to this Ansari person's house. When they went to his house, he was not there. When this Ansari person's wife saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she said, welcome, welcome. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked her, where is so and so, referring to her husband. So this is the scene. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Umar, let's go to this Ansari person's house, this great Sahabi's house. When they went to his house, Abul Haytham ibn Tayhan, he was not there, his wife was there. So she welcomed, she recognized Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One masla we learned from here, the first thing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked her is, where is her husband? So now he teaches us, out of necessity to talk to a woman, there is no harm when it is necessary. The thing that was necessary at that time was for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to ask her, that where is your husband? So there, out of necessity, where a person speaks, it's okay. But what happens nowadays, very often, a person just wants to chit-chat with his sister-in-law, cousins, ladies, staff, person traveling on the aeroplane with the air hostess. All this is not permissible in Islam. Where a person is speaking to a ghair mahram, it should be out of necessity and to the extent of necessity. Anyway, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked her where her husband was. She replied, he went to fetch some drinking water for us. In those days, they didn't have municipal supply coming to the house. So they had to go and fetch the drinking water, carry it and bring it to the home. So this is where he went. He went to fetch some drinking water for us. Just then that Ansari man, Sahabi, he returned. He looked at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his two companions and he said, all praise be to Allah today nobody has more honorable guests than I. He got so excited when he came home. He saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his house. He saw Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu there. He saw Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. He says, today nobody has got better visitors than me. Excited. Another thing we learn from here is that to praise the visitor, to make the visitor feel comfortable, this is also part of deen. So he praised Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Abu Bakr and Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhumah. Anyway, what happened day after is he went and brought back a branch with green, ripe and fully ripe dates. He brought back a branch of dates. Now on that branch of dates, it had green dates on it, it had semi-ripe dates on it, and it had full ripe dates on it. In other words, like a choice assortment of khajur, he brought it and he placed in front of them. And then after that, he took a knife. He took a knife, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, do not slaughter an animal that gives milk. See the consideration of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If this person went and slaughtered an animal that gave milk, then he would have been deprived of that milk that it was giving. So he told him, don't slaughter an animal that gives milk. So anyway, this person, this sahabi, slaughtered a sheep for them, and they ate from it from the branch of dates, and they drank. So they ate from the sheep, they ate from the branch of dates, they drank the water. When they were satiated and their thirst now was quenched, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ عَنْ هَذَا النَّعِيمِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. I take an oath in that being in whose control is my life, you will most certainly be questioned about these bounties on the day of Qiyamah. Look at that. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was hungry. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was hungry. Umar radiallahu anhu was hungry. They came to a Ansari person's, Sahabi's home. He fed them. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling them, now that you've eaten, you will be questioned about this on the day of Qiyamah. Look at the thinking of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We think in today's time that how much we eat. All the time we're eating. Morning we're eating. Eating in a car. A person is traveling in the aeroplane. He's eating. A person is at night before he sleeps, he's having some dessert, he's having some tea, something. All the time we are eating. Do we ever think that these are ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Anyway, ulama explain that when a person acquires the ni'mat correctly, he uses it correctly, then Allah ta'ala will not ask him specifically, what did you do with it? Allah ta'ala will remind him on the day of Qiyamah that these were the ni'mat that you were given. In other words, you were given all these ni'mat. How did you use it? Did you use it for the sake of pleasing Allah Ta'ala? Or you got that energy and that strength now and you went and displeased Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hazrat Abu Bakr and Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, by the oath of that being in whose control is my life, you will most certainly be questioned about these bounties on the day of Qiyamah. The explanation that ulama give is that a person will be reminded, he will be told about these ni'mats on the day of Qiyamah. Hunger caused you to, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, that hunger caused you to emerge from your homes and you did not return until you acquired these bounties. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to come on to simplicity. This was the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, despite being the greatest, and Allah Ta'ala had offered him also the mountains to be turned into gold, but Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam refused. He chose a life of simplicity, teaching us that there is beauty in simplicity. And the more simple a person becomes, the more easy it becomes for him to interact with the public, with the people. And people also, they take to that type of person. They find accessibility easy to this person. He doesn't have to worry about too much of security guards. Talking about people that are in leadership position, he doesn't have to worry too much about appointments. He is a people's man. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was a people's man. Therefore, the sahaba had such great love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala give us also the tawfiq of bringing a little bit of simplicity into our lives. As we know, today is Jumu'ah. We should increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make it a point of reciting Suratul Kahf. Encourage the family also to recite Suratul Kahf. And try and come early for Jumu'ah Salah. And also take advantage of the time before Maghrib Salah to engage in dua. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.